HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
President Ram Nath Kovind on Saturday announced the Swachh Sarvekshan 2021 awards. Indore has once again bagged the award for being India's cleanest city. This is the fifth time in a row the city in MP has won the award. Surat in Gujarat grabbed the second spot in the cleanest cities list. Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh has bagged the third position. India on Saturday logged 10,302 new COVID-19 infections. This is the 43rd day in a row that the daily cases have been below 20,000. Active cases decreased by over 1,700 cases and are the lowest since March 2020. The recovery rate was recorded at 98.29%, the highest since March last year. More than 115 crore vaccine doses have been administered in the country so far. Japan has agreed to host a meeting of the Quad next year, a White House official said. The four-nation group comprises of the United States, India, Australia, and Japan. The bloc has positioned itself as a check against China's growing aggression. White House official Kurt Campbell said India is a critical and crucial member of the Quad. He also said that Washington is determined to build relations with New Delhi. PV Sindhu crashed out of the Indonesia Masters Super 750 badminton tournament on Saturday. The double Olympic medalist suffered a defeat in the semi-finals against Japanese top seeder Kane Yamaguchi. Sindhu, seeded third, was not at her usual best. She trailed her Japanese opponent from the start in both the games. India's challenge in the event now rests on Kidambi Srikanth. The world's first fully electric and self-steering container ship is preparing to make its debut. The Yara Birkeland will navigate Norway's southern coast. It is an 80-meter-long so-called feeder. It is set to replace lorry haulage between Porsgrunn and Brevik starting next year. The container ship will cut 1,000 tons of carbon emissions per year.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.